Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Assembling now in Washington, D.C. Adora.
And speaking of President-elect Barack Obama, he's going to resign from the Senate, clearly, effective Sunday. And that means there's lots of rumors and speculations on who the Illinois Democratic governor will name to replace him. Ben Calhoun, reporter for Chicago Public Radio, joins us now. He has a few ideas. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Adora. How are you?
Good. Who is in the running? It must be at the top of conversation in Chicago particularly, but Illinois in general.
You're absolutely right. You know, it's easy to come up with, I would say, like a dozen names for people who are in the running. But let me give you who's at the top of the list. I would say Tammy Duckworth. She's our director of Veterans Affairs here in Illinois. She's a double amputee Iraq war vet who ran for Congress in 2006. She's high up there. Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., he's been lobbying hard for it behind the scenes, considered a top candidate. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, she was actually the first person to publicly step out there and say this is something that she would like. Another sort of oddball name is Obama political mentor and Illinois State Senate President Emil Jones. But like I said, you know, anybody who's close to this situation could probably easily draft you a list with a dozen names on it, because this is, as you said, it's up to the governor, and his own situation is pretty complicated right now.
Complicated because he is facing some investigations, correct?
Exactly. You know, at first, you know, the situation, it seems so straightforward. You've got Democratic senator, Democratic governor, you know, very blue state. You know, it just seems kind of straightforward right off the bat. But Rod Blagojevich, as you said, he's under a massive federal corruption investigation. On top of that, he's got really toxic relationships with other state lawmakers, which have left him pretty much alone politically. Recently, the Chicago Tribune pegged his approval rating at 13%. So you've got this guy who's trying to sort of dig himself out of a political hole. And this is seen as an opportunity for him to help himself in some way.
How much influence will Barack Obama have in this decision the governor is going to make?
Well, the governor has said that he'll have a lot of influence. And if you just, you know, the political math of the situation, I think if you're Governor Blagojevich and you're trying to help yourself out politically, you know, you can either curry favor with a voting bloc. You know, Barack Obama is the only African-American member of the Senate. And
right. It's
thought that, you know, if he appoints another African-American, you know, black voters have been huge for the governor in his election and re-election. So he might try to, shore up that base of support. But he also could curry favor with other powerful people. You know, Tammy Duckworth is close to Illinois Senator Dick Durbin. She's also close to Congressman Rahm Emanuel, who will soon be the chief of staff. So, you know, he might help himself by endearing himself to them by appointing Tammy Duckworth.
Well, Ben, maybe the better question is, will the governor have any influence in who's appointed here? I mean, you know, if you got Rahm Emanuel on one side and the important sort of African-American constituency in Illinois, it seems to me the governor really is being told here to kind of maybe get out of the way.
You know, in any other situation, I would say yes. But the thing about this governor is he will make decisions, you know, that somebody described it to me the other day. They said any decision that Governor Blagojevich makes, he wants to make by himself, and he wants to make it his decision. And, you know, we've seen himself take huge political risks and seen himself do, you know, sort of somewhat erratic things because he wanted to own a decision in the past. So I wonder, you know, that's why this list is a dozen names long, because people can't cross anyone off and say, oh, I don't think he'll do that.
Okay, lots of suspense there in Chicago as they decide who will take Barack Obama's slot in the Senate. Thank you, Ben Calhoun.
As usual.
Thank you.
Ben Calhoun, a reporter for Chicago Public Radio.
As usual, when Ben tells us about Chicago, I mean, I feel like I'm right there.
I
can smell the cheeseburgers.
Pizza. It's pizza in Chicago.